This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The Colorado Senate is getting a new minority leader. That's after Republican Paul Lundeen resigned his seat Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Lundeen is taking over as CEO of the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit American Excellence Foundation, where he says he'll advocate for common sense conservative values and personal freedom. As a lawmaker, Lundeen was well-liked on both sides of the aisle for his thoughtful approach. Democratic Senate President James Coleman says he learned a lot from the outgoing minority leader.
I think the biggest thing is communication. In addition to that, he had a lot of grace and patience. Those things are signs of an individual who seeks to understand. And so he really wanted to better understand everybody, regardless of their backgrounds, their culture, their geographical location in the state.
Senate Republicans meet Thursday to select a new leader. Lundeen's seat will be filled by a vacancy committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Aurora Public Schools will give teachers an average 5% raise this year. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
District officials say it's likely to be the largest salary increase in the metro area this year. The district reached an agreement with the Aurora Teachers Union to give all staff a general salary increase of 2.7%. Educators will receive additional increases based on experience and education. The average teacher salary in Aurora this year was $76,000. Starting teacher salary was $59,000. The proposed raise goes before the Board of Education June 17th, where the district says it's expected to pass. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Improving forest management is the focus of a bill from Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper. It's called Fix Our Forests, but will it fix the problem?
It will dramatically improve our ability to protect our forests.
The bill brings up some old disagreements. Supporters say it will help fight wildfires, while opponents fear it will lead to more logging and to a rollback of environmental protections. And the story is later in this hour. This is CPR News.